You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A storm system impacts Wisconsin today with snow, wind, and even thunderstorms possible. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Thunderstorms are possible in southwestern areas of Wisconsin on Wednesday morning. Areas from La Crosse to Milwaukee and south are in a marginal risk for them to be severe. Hail and high winds are the main risks, with over a half an inch of rainfall expected too. Plus, power outages are possible as winds gust up to 45 miles per hour. And beware, when the rain flips to snow, streets will quickly become slippery.
Here in La Crosse, we'll see a little bit of everything, including accumulating snow. A winter weather advisory is in effect today. A town hall event in Vernon County was well attended, but not by the congressman that event organizers had invited to show up. The group holding the town hall in Viroqua, Concerned Citizens of Vernon County, organized the event out of frustration that Republican Derek Van Orden was not meeting with constituents. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan attended and took questions from voters instead. Van Orden said that George Soros-funded agitators are the reason he is not doing in-person events, including the one in Viroqua. Last week, Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden held a virtual town hall. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Congressman Van Orden began by repeating claims that George Soros-funded agitators have been disrupting in-person town halls across the country. He shared updates on the budget proposals in Congress and said he's been pushing back on some spending cut efforts by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. He closed the town hall by answering a handful of pre-submitted questions from attendees.
Van Orden did not appear at a citizen-organized town hall in Viroqua last night, claiming that Soros-funded agitators would be attending the event. A Quick Trip employee was stabbed to death in Minnesota yesterday morning. According to a release by the company, the 34-year-old man was killed just after 3 a.m. Tuesday at a store in Mankato. Quick Trip CEO Scott Zeitlow said that, quote, "This is a devastating loss for all of us, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends." Mankato police announced that they made an arrest, 28-year-old Michael Miller, and that they are recommending second-degree murder charges against him. In-person absentee voting is underway in La Crosse. You can vote in-person absentee at City Hall tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. There are other locations open this week for absentee voting, which you can find at lacrosseeagle.com. In-person absentee voting is also available next week. In addition to statewide races, voters of the city will choose a new mayor and three school board members. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Two city committees meet today. The Board of Park Commissioners and Police and Fire Commission are scheduled for meetings, with the latter going through personnel reports. Only five city committees are scheduled to meet next week, the last full week of March. Meanwhile, tonight's La Crosse County Board meeting has a light agenda. It will consider changes to three finance-related ordinances, among a handful of other items. The meeting will be held at 6 p.m. at the Administrative Center. This is the final week of the winter high school sports season, capped off by the state boys basketball championships in Madison. Aquinas and Cochran Fountain City made it to the state tournament this week, with Aquinas playing defending champion Mineral Point tomorrow night in Division 4, and Cochran Fountain City playing Turtle Lake Friday morning in D5. The boys basketball state championships are being played at the Kohl Center in Madison. Title games are on Saturday. Today will feature messy weather as a storm system crosses Wisconsin. Here in La Crosse, it'll start out as rain before changing over to accumulating snow. The city itself will see up to a few inches pile up. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 10 p.m. Counties to the north and west are under a winter storm warning, with blizzard warnings a bit further west. In addition to rain and snow, we'll see high winds causing blowing snow across the area. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers arrive arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got to the championship game. We didn't get it done. Now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, that all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. Long Bright River is a mystery cop show on Peacock starring Amanda Seyfried. In my opinion, it took a little bit to get going, but was explained as to why later in the show. Seyfried plays a Philadelphia cop who investigates crimes against sex workers and the homeless in Philly's Kensington area. The Mamma Mia star plays the role a bit passively as a reluctant police officer, but ultimately her choices work. The best thing about the show, in my opinion, is that I really had no idea who the bad guy was right up until the end. It's always nice to binge a mystery that isn't predictable. Fox's The Cleaning Lady is infusing its cast with some new blood. Joining the show will be Lea Salonga, who starred in Les Mis on Broadway, Patricia de Leon, who most recently appeared on Taylor Sheridan's Lioness, and Robert Giacchini, who's appeared in films like Dreamgirls and Godfather 3. That's some good talent that will hopefully help the show overcome a title that's hard to take seriously. People on social media have been raving about the show Adolescence. They might be onto something, as it is the highest rated show on Netflix for the week of March 10th. The show was discovered by over 24 million viewers between Thursday and Sunday of last week. That's 5 million more viewers than Robert De Niro's Zero Day received, which premiered February 17th. Adolescence almost drew more viewers than a horribly reviewed Chris Pratt Millie Bobby Brown movie, The Electric State, which took in just over 25 million viewers. Regarding episodic shows, the comedy Running Point finished in second place behind Adolescence with just over 9 million viewers. If you're in the mood for some laughs, check it out as Kate Hudson plays an executive who finds herself running an NBA basketball team. So much bingeable color TV to check out, but your time is valuable. So choose wisely, my fellow couch potatoes. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothy Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothy Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rain this morning will change to snow this afternoon, and strong wind gusts will create blowing snow from this afternoon through this evening. We're talking accumulation from a couple of inches, maybe up to 3 or 4, with heavier amounts to the north. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.